This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to camera. And yeah, normally John Ritchie, but not today. It is Elliot in for John. Wonderful to be with you as we broadcast this morning from Borgata. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday. Start of another summer weekend over the next couple of hours. And of course, for the Phils, it was the end of an eventful series yesterday. Now, a split yesterday. Disappointing, obviously, to see them lose the second. But all things being what they are, they won 2 of 3 from the Atlanta Braves. There was an awful lot going on in that series. We'll get into that. Eagles, by the way, Phils no longer at the best record as they were passed yesterday by those, imagine, the freaking Tigers, wherever that came from. Eagles, we'll get into them quite a bit. Elliot, obviously, on the beat with the OTAs. He's in today. We'll get into the coming season. Rick Tocchet will be on the show. Tocchet today at 8:30, his first appearance in our program since becoming the Flyers head coach. So we've got, needless to say, a lot going on, including your chance to win Phillies tickets. You can win them only, though, by joining us at 215-592-9494. Elliot, how are you, pal?
What up? How you doing this morning,
good,
Joe?
Good, bud.
Doing good. Yeah, excited to be in today. A lot going on.
So I wish the Phils had won that second game.
Me too.
A little more festive if they had. But I think that, you know, people should be pretty satisfied, I would hope. I mean, we'll find out where you stand at 215-592-9494 in our Fightin' Phils. But I think as we do our final show in the month of May.
Which is crazy, by the way.
Which is crazy. Clock is moving fast.
Yes. Training camp will be here in no time.
Training camp is
it's close. It's like 6 weeks away.
It beckons.
7 weeks away.
It does. So, but look, I mean, quick Phil's thought. I'm totally psyched. I mean,
yeah.
they're playing great baseball. You know, Wheeler, obviously, who is, I think, ordinarily one of the two best Phillies, yesterday struggled in the fourth inning, and essentially that was the game. I mean, he got behind in that inning, and that was kind of it. But on the whole, I mean, outstanding baseball team.
I just love the resiliency this team shows. One thing I've never felt about this team is that they fight back and that they fight hard, right? In past years, this iteration of the team has caved whenever things have gone poorly. I just saw it yesterday, even, like, to have Strom yet again blow another league. He's not been good this year. And, like, to come back and win that, I just thought they continued to show resiliency. So I was proud of the team in game one. And then game two, Wheeler struggles. That's not going to happen often. I think you just write that one off.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with that. All right, so look, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494 on the Phils. What'd you make of the series? There's a lot going on. Retaliate, don't retaliate. Did he retaliate? Did he not retaliate? You know, Wheeler hits a scrub Brave. Does that count? Does it not count? Was it intentional? Was it not intentional? Look, all of that is on the table for you at 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles, because Elliot, obviously we love having John in here, but we also love having you in here. And
a real football guy.
Well, you know, Devin in for Ray today. Devin always here on Friday. No, Ray. Devin, do you acknowledge that Elliot more of a football guy than Richie?
I mean, look, 2025 Eagles Insider of the Year.
Exactly right.
You can't argue stats.
It's funny how things have changed. I'm the real football guy, and I think Richie's the better dressed one at this point. You know? So,
look, here's the deal. I didn't see Richie in that Eagles locker room last year or the last 20. And, you know, Elliot's on it. All right, so let's roll up our sleeves and get into the Eagles. There's a lot to discuss. Elliot, what's top of mind for you? I mean, coming season, there's a lot of ways, obviously, to take this when you think of what's on anybody's mind with the upcoming season. What hits you as we sit here today?
I mean, man, there's so much. But, you know, since I've been at the facility on Wednesday, awesome to see him back. Awesome to see him practicing. Good to just be back in football mode. The thing that I keep thinking about, and I can't get it off my brain, is the Kevin Pitullo hiring is really something I'm not sure we've made enough of, in terms of losing Kellen Moore might be a bigger deal than I thought and a bigger deal than we all thought. And I found this stat to be wild. So the last 25 Super Bowl winners, so the last 25 teams to win the Super Bowl, only two, not including this year's Eagles, because we don't know yet what happens, only two lost their main offensive guy.
Wow.
And only and of the two.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, one's easy.
Oh, 25 years,
Eagles.
You said?
Yeah. Yeah, 25
one's the
years.
Eagles, obviously.
Well, one's the Eagles. Okay, I was going to say Shanahan, but that's too far back in 94. That's more than 25 years. Never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry to break your
show. No. It's all good. So the 2004 Patriots, ironically, also involved the Eagles. They lose Charlie Weiss.
I remember that.
The 2017 Eagles, they lose Frank Reich. They go to Mike Groh. But so two takeaways from that. One, the fact only two teams in 25 years have lost their main offensive guy was shocking to me.
It is.
I would have thought this happened every other year, you know, like maybe it's because it always happens to the Eagles that we just assume that is what happens. So,
well, I'll just say this. I think a lot of it's because normally it's the head coach.
Well, that's the other part of it. Andy Reid, Sean McVay.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
But the two times the team lost their main offensive guy, the team averaged less points the following year. And we obviously saw that in 2017 with the Eagles, and then to a lesser degree, since they didn't win the Super Bowl, in 2023 with this Eagles team as well. The issues from going to their main guy in 2022 Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
So my main concern with this team is I know Jalen has a large part to do with the offense. I know Nick has a large part to do with the offense. But I don't think this team has ever really won with scheme. Like, I think they win with details. And my concern is when you lose who I thought was probably your best schematic guy in Kellen Moore, this team is going to need more of a counterpunch next year than they did last year. And history shows not only do teams not lose their offensive guy, when they do lose him, it doesn't go well. So I think highly of Kevin Petullo. I think he's smart. I think what he's achieved with Nick is obviously impressive. But we are underestimating the loss of their main offensive mind from last year and what that could potentially do to this team.
Well, look, we'll see, you know, what you think and where you stand. 215-592-9494. I know that issue has worried John a lot. It worries me less because, honestly, I think to a large extent they're just going to do what they do. I don't think it's really that complicated. You know, I think they just kind of run the Jalen Hurts offense, if you will, which means a lot of ride and decide. It means a lot of running. And now, look, I'm not saying things are that simple because they're not that simple. But I think to a large extent, what we saw last year is what we'll see this year. Now, you can say, well, look, in 2023, same statement could have been made and the offense fell apart. And to this day, I still am baffled by how that offense fell apart in the last seven games. So, you know, was it schematic? I mean, Brian Johnson ultimately lost his job. Was it players started underperforming? Was it players were bickering? And then we're underperforming. Was it that Sirianni had his hand in it and it wasn't going well with the way he was running? I mean, let me just ask you, what do you think was the – because I've kind of never known what the primary – what do you think – I kind of thought it might have been because Jalen just started playing bad, but what do you think the primary was in 2023?
I do think we could point to a lot of different things, but the primary thing to me is, and really what has me so concerned about next year is – They could not come up with a solution to the blitz. And you could say that it's the coaching staff. You could say it was Jalen's inability to deal with the blitz. Regardless, the two sides, the quarterback and the coaching staff, could not come up together with an idea to fix a problem. And that's a schematic thing. Like, stopping the blitz is about having an answer from what you see on the tape from the opposing defense that week and how you're going to prepare for the blitz. And the two sides were unable to make that work. And so while I do think, to your point, that this offense is Jalen-oriented, Jalen calls plays, ultimately, you have to have some things where you have schematic answers to what a defense is doing. And in 2023, they did not have that towards the end of the season, and it completely tanked them. Like, their inability to stop the blitz completely tanked them. And my concern now is, after losing Kellen Moore, there are going to be things they have to have schematic answers to, and they lost their main offensive mind and didn't add anybody else really new into the building.
Well, look, we'll see you stand 215-592-9494 on that concern. I know for John, that's a big one. Look, let me give you something that hits me that, frankly, I got to tell you, has been just woefully under-discussed. I mean, to the point where it's almost stunning to me that it hasn't been a bigger factor. And that is, will they and can they ride Saquon as much as they did last year? Will they? I think not. Can they? Impossible to know, because we don't know if he's going to get through the whole season healthy again. I would just tell you, it is so highly unlikely. I mean, think of it this way, guys. For those that don't know, Saquon was bordering on 500 touches last year. Okay, when you add the postseason in, he was around 490 touches. And the offense, now look, we had some disagreement on this yesterday on the show, but I believe, and I would think most people would think, that the offense primarily ran through Saquon. Now, I said earlier the offense, you know, is a Jalen offense, but what I mean by that, it's an offense that's going to run a lot, and Jalen's going to do his running, but he's also going to hand it off to the running back. It used to be Miles Sanders and became Saquon Barkley. And obviously let me take everyone back to last October, November, December. I was saying during those months, and the Eagles were building and building and building excellence in those months, I was saying this is probably not sustainable. Meaning I don't think they can lean on Saquon through game 20 or 21 in February, like to this extent. And I was wrong. I was flat out wrong. The Eagles did what the Niners had done the prior year. The Eagles did what the Falcons did in 1998 with Jamal Anderson. Was that his name, Jamal Anderson?
Yes.
Yeah, Jamal Anderson. The Eagles did what the Cowboys did with what was that guy's name in 2013?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In 14,
DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco. Like, they went all in. I mean, you can't go more all in than, like, let's give the guy the ball 500 times, basically. And they won a Super Bowl. And God bless Saquon and the Eagles for seeing it through and getting it done. And Saquon, to me, was like a superhero last year. I just find it impossible, not implausible, but impossible that he can do that again. So then the question is, so then what happens? Is there a running back that can fill the void and touch it 100 more times? Who's that guy? How good is he? Is that 75 more passes by Jalen Hurts? If so, is he better in the passing game than he was last year when I thought he was, during the regular season, very mediocre in the passing game, outstanding in the passing game, final two games of the overall season? Like, to me, it's a topic that I'm shocked hasn't gotten more play. Elliot, first off, he's not going to touch it close to 500 times again, right?
Well, I don't think that's their plan.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, and it also can't be, right? You can't have him touch it almost 1,000 times in two seasons, just realistically.
So what happens?
Well, so what really
is it? Let me ask you this, Elliot. Is it lean on backup running back, or is it lean on Jalen Hurts?
It's lean on Jalen Hurts. I think that's what they're going to do. I think you're going to see Jalen throw it more. And, the Saquon thing, I think it's a really interesting point because I think it speaks to, like, a core issue maybe heading into next season. Is everything was so special and perfect last year. Nobody wants to believe that it couldn't be that next year. But the reality is, your point about Saquon is, like, factually correct, right? Almost all running backs that touch it as much as Saquon did last year don't have the season they do next year. And that's not an anti-Saquon thing. That's not an anti-Eagles thing. That is a history of the NFL thing that we all have to stare in the face and accept is likely going to be a reality. And to your point, while I do side on the Jalen's the most important player on the offense, regardless of whether who you think it is, those are the two most important, and Saquon's a large chunk of the importance. And to get the same season out of him next year, I think is highly unlikely.
Highly. Now look, there's guys like Derrick Henry that just keep doing it and doing it, like LL Cool J doing it and doing it and doing it and
the next year.
I just find it unlikely. So what do you guys make of that? I mean, why is it so under-discussed? Do you agree Saquon, like, almost definitely won't touch it as much? And do you think Jalen has it in his bag to step up if need be? Who is backup running back guy that's number two?
So it's Will Shipley, who actually had a really good practice on Wednesday, and I do think there's reason to be excited about him. But he's not Saquon, right? Like, we'll probably never see a better running back season than we did.
And is he Gainwell?
Yeah, I think he's Gainwell, but he will touch it
more.
What
about A.J. Dillon?
A.J. Dillon, I think, will be involved, but AJ Dillon's not going to get more than like four carries a game if everything goes to script.
And typically, the Eagles don't even give the third running back.
Right,
he one
might.
Carry
it might not even be one.
I mean, that's. Good morning to you. So, best part of waking up for John Ritchie today is, not waking up yet.
Sleeping in.
So no Ritchie today. He'll be back obviously next week. Elliot in, Devin in, James in.
Although
Ree off, we are from Borgata.
Is it hard for you to sleep in at this point? Like
no.
The days that you're off? No?
No.
Okay. I would just think like a habit. I mean, you get up.
Well, it depends on the nap. If you take the longer afternoon nap, then you can stay
up
later. And then if you stay up later, you sleep in longer. So it's.
I forgot your sleep was an intricate plan.
Oh,
now.
Dude. It's a whole thing. All right, let's go to the phone. So Eagles, top of mind for you. What do you make of the Saquon issue? I mean, they can't really lean on him that much again, right? I mean, can they? I mean, I don't know. Maybe they try. They stunned me last year in two ways. One, relying on him as much as they did, as long as they did. And two, that he could go the distance. I mean, that was like a superhuman performance. But to ask him to do that again, I think would be foolish.
They stunned us by signing him in the first place,
did.
Joe.
They really did. James, were you surprised they went the distance? They never throttled him back. Were you surprised?
I was, like, in a big picture sense, if you had told me that before the season, I'd be shocked. But as the season played out, as it went on, it was not as surprising. I expected them to continue to do what they were doing, if that makes sense.
How much of that do you think was chasing the record, though? Like, if they get to week 11 and 12 and it's apparent.
I don't think so.
Because they wanted it. Like, the offensive line of Saquon wanted that
record.
Look,
you could be right. I think it was chasing the championship, and a guy sort of like Roy Halladay, who had been sort of buried on his team. Now, Halladay was excellent, but he only got to pitch every fifth day in Toronto.
Right.
I think it was the athlete who has a shot for all of it, and he's like, I'm in for all of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, record, I guess, being a part, but I just viewed team, like, let's just keep going and never de-throttle as the bigger
I agree with
thing.
That.
But listen, maybe the record was part of it. All right, let's go to the phones on all of this. Where do you stand? 215-592-9494. Obviously, the Phils and Braves, there was a lot going on in that series as well. Anthony in New Jersey kicks us off. Anthony, good morning.
ESP, Joey D, how we doing this morning?
What up, Anthony? Good to hear from you, my guy.
Hey, Joe, man, what's up with the working out thing? How we doing, man? I hope
how is that?
Gotta tell you, Anthony, I think you'd be mighty proud of me, man. I feel great. 3 days in a row. I try to do three a week, and
okay.
I knew this weekend was going to be a little tricky, so I already got three in this week. Like,
I feel really good, Anthony.
Wow, look at you, buddy.
What are you doing, just out of curiosity?
I pump the iron. I do some running. I do some squats. Squats are the worst.
Squats?
Okay. Oh, I hate them.
But they are worth it.
I hate them.
They are worth it.
Now, my number's a little low on the squats, but I'll get that up.
You got to come to the gym with me. We'll work out.
Anthony, the oaf stands no chance. You know that.
hey, Joe, I already know, man. Hey, Joe, let's talk about our Birds,
yes.
Man. I think that we don't have to lean on Saquon as much. Now, last year was an MVP season from Saquon, which you sit back and look at it. We've been pretty good. Prior to Saquon, because we have a great O-line, but our running backs we had a thousand plus yards, from Swift to Sanders. So what I think that we need is, we don't need an MVP season from Saquon. We just need a regular Saquon season. We have a second string running back in AJ Dillon, which he's pretty good. He just has to stay healthy.
Anthony, here's my thing. If in the event that Saquon touches it 100 times less, and I sort of think he should and will, to me it's more important that Jalen Hurts establish consistency in the passing game than A.J. Dillon be decent. I mean, in part because, Jalen's being paid the $50-something million, and he's the one I want to see fill the void.
Would you want Jalen to, you say, more consistent, but would you rather him be more precise or, like, more efficient?
Just better in the passing game. Whatever words you want to put, just better in the passing game.
Okay.
Do you disagree with that?
No, I don't disagree.
Okay.
But I also believe that, you know, we don't need a Superman Saquon Barkley for us to be where we need to be.
Well, we'll see. Anthony, good call. Elliot, what do you make of it? Is it fair to say that to fill that void, I'd like to see Jalen be more consistent in the passing game? Some people tell me that's out of bounds. I don't think it is at all.
I think it's completely fair. Because I think a bunch of things can be true. Like, Jalen was a big part of the offense. I think he was the most important player. I do think he's the second-best quarterback in the NFL. But I also think what you're saying is completely fair. Like, forget you saying it. A.J. Brown said it. A.J. Brown said it at his locker after that Panthers game, like in week, what was that, 14 or 15? This was not week two or three, that the passing game needed to be more consistent. And I think the main issue with the passing game last year was, to a degree, Jalen Hurts' decision-making and him missing throws that were open in terms of not throwing it. I actually think he's a very accurate passer.
I totally agree.
When the ball leaves his hand, he's an extremely accurate passer.
I agree.
His biggest problem is not throwing it. Now, the benefit of that is he very rarely turns it over, but it does cause there to be some their issues in getting some like rhythm in the passing game. And so, yeah, I think he definitely needs to be more consistent.
I'll tell you what's also good, your chance to win Phillies tickets. We give away Phillies tickets today on our program for the game coming up on June 11th. It's a Phils-Cubs game in about 2 weeks. For tickets to this or any Phils game, it's an afternoon game, by the way. For tickets to any of the Phils game, get yourself to Phillies.com to purchase tickets. But you can also just win them today. And, yeah, some things in life are crazy. I won't say that song's crazy, but it's about a little crazy. Here's the deal. Today, to win the Phillies tickets, in addition to all the conversation about the Eagles and the Phils, and again, Rick Tockett, as Devin said, is going to be on the show coming up in 2 hours. We will ask you this question. What's crazy? What's crazy? Now, if you want to give us a who's crazy, you can. Just know we ask you, you know, not make it the truly, mentally unhinged variety. That's not fun. Not looking to poke any fun at anything of
that
nature.
And we're not looking for, like, you know, murder, crazy.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're not looking for World War II. You know, we're not looking for Hitler. I mean, you know, we're not looking for that. Let me give an example. Here to me is something that happened around, at least the first part of this, around when that song came out. And I still struggle to believe it's real, but I know it is because I saw both of them, and it's beyond crazy. It's the fact that the same person, Theo Epstein, led to the championship curse breaker of both the Red Sox and the Cubs.
That is pretty crazy. Of all the things that have been accomplished in sports, it's crazy.
It's 214 years of futility or something like that.
And James, the same guy.
It's the same guy. Insane. It's so insane.
It is.
Is that the best accomplishment in sports?
I think it's always up there, man.
I mean, like, you know, Jordan winning six titles. I don't know. This might be it. Like,
I'm telling you, man. So it's like actually crazy. All right. That's the kind of crazy we're looking for. A fact, something that's a little bonkers one way or the other. 215-592-9494. You can win the Phils tickets. Elliot, with that sort of lead, what's crazy?
So I'm going to pull a last second pivot, which might not go well. But based off of your thing, I was watching a documentary this week about dinosaurs.
Okay.
It is crazy to me.
Uh-oh.
I'm nervous. They were around for 165 million years, and humans have only been around for what? Like, nowhere close to that.
Nowhere close to that.
It's just wild. I feel like we always learn about dinosaurs in school, but you never actually hear about the fact that they were around, like, so much longer than we were.
Well, that is crazy.
Well, that is crazy.
I agree. So I'm going to write down dinosaurs and time. Now, James, do I have to rip outer space off the board here? Because, like, someone's just going to call and say outer space.
You might as well. Good call.
All right, outer space off the board, because we could get in all that stuff, and it's all crazy. So, okay, bring it down a notch. By the way, Devin, happy almost birthday, I believe, right?
Oh, thank you.
When's your birthday?
It's Sunday.
I try to track these things.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
How do you feel? You'll be a year older in 2 days?
Yeah, I keep forgetting that it's, I don't know. I feel like time is always weird, but this year especially, like, I can't believe that it's already almost June. Crazy. But yeah, I mean, I feel like you hit a certain age in adulthood, doesn't really matter, right? Like, it's not like anything's going to change. I'm still going to wake up and
boy, there's a fatal.
I was going to say, yeah.
Holy mackerel.
I mean, like, it's not, I'm not like 21. I'm not like 18. It's not like a consequential birthday. Yeah. You know,
big year for you, though.
Wow,
you won the Eagles a Super Bowl.
It has
an
been
accomplishment of a year.
One of the best years. Yeah. Yes,
still undefeated with the Birds.
Still crazy. Undefeated with the Birds. Pressure's on.
All right, Devin, you can't win the Philly tickets today as a WIP employee, but you can give us a crazy. What's crazy?
I'm going to go with Adam Sandler's Hanukkah movie, Eight Crazy Nights.
Okay. All right. Literal. So you go with the literal, with the title.
Wordplay.
Seltzer, give me a crazy.
I'm going to pivot just because Elliot said his thing. I'll hammer this home just because this is a wild fact about just how long ago dinosaurs were.
Yep.
Listen to this. The Stegosaurus, when it existed on Earth, is a farther time away from when the Tyrannosaurus Rex existed than the Tyrannosaurus Rex to humans.
What?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
The T-Rex was like pretty late in the game.
Yeah, that's the point. How crazy is that? The Stegosaurus and Tyrannosaurus Rex were further apart in existence on this Earth than us and T-Rex. Crazy.
James, what's my follow-up?
How do they know? But it's fossils, and you sound like an idiot.
And it's how do they know?
Are you anti-dinosaur or something?
He's anti-science sometimes, and it's
dinosaur skeptic?
Because he's a very smart human being, and yet sometimes the crazy things that come out of his mouth are
no,
just...
No, I'm not anti-dinosaurs. I believe in him.
I'm
anti the supposed smart people on our planet these days that say, it was 165 years ago, not 164 million. Not 163.
It was
definitely 165 million.
They're just guessing.
I'm actually going to side with Joe on this. They are guessing to an extent.
Thank you.
But within you're wrong.
There's
Joe,
carbon dating.
This is literally verified science. You don't want Elliot on your side in
That's
any of these discussions. Elliot is the worst person to have on your side.
All right, let's go to the phone.
It's a complete guess.
Where do you stand on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Eagles obviously approaching the season. The Phil's about a third of the way through. Our last show in May. What a great month of May. My God, what a great month of May for the Phillies. Major surge. Right now the second best record in baseball. Half a game behind the Tigers. Two up on the Mets in the National League East. It's a crowded National League. There are some really good teams this year. Obviously, the Phils are one of them. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington. Jeff, good morning.
What's going on, guys?
What up, Jeff?
It took about 100 million years for aquatic life just to survive on the surface of the Earth out of water.
Wow,
that's
that is
where
crazy.
I put stuff into context, man. It's unbelievable. It boggles my mind.
And well, all that stuff does. Yeah, it really does.
Carbon dating, that's where the proof is. So.
Well, that's where they think the proof is.
Well, they also figured out dinosaurs used to have, like, feathers, right?
Well,
Not all dinosaurs,
but the point I'm making is, like, we don't know these things. Like, we're learning about them as
that's,
we go.
Jeff, that's my point. Things keep you. Hey, Jeff, let me give you an example. Let's talk about the atom. So, growing up, I always heard that the atom is the building block of what? Is it matter? Is that the appropriate word, matter?
I'm sitting this one out.
All right, so I hear that the atom is the building block of matter. But now I hear, Jeff, that there are parts to the atom.
Yes.
So wouldn't the parts...
Dude, we've broken this down so many
times.
Hold
on, Jeff, wouldn't the parts be the building block of matter, not the atom?
No. The atom...
No, you're wrong.
What makes... Am I? Okay.
Yes, yes. If there are parts to the thing, then the parts are the building block, not the thing.
It's a good point, actually.
I know it's a good point.
It's not a good point.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm two for two.
Yeah.
All right?
All right, Mr. Platypus, let's move on to football.
Go ahead.
So I got a question for you, Joe. Do you think the Eagles should run Saquon as much as they did last year? I think me neither.
I would vote yes. Like, I am... Not to sound heartless, like, my concern is not the longevity of Saquon's career. And that just is what it is. Like, I'm not saying they should go in being like, we have to run him 500 times, but I'm also not going into week, like, 4 and 5 saying, well, he touched the ball 400 times last year. Like, I get maybe planning for the playoffs, but this isn't the NBA or baseball where you know, I'm not saying seeding doesn't matter at all, but with, like, there's a very long season. You can lose games. Like, the Eagles being the fifth seed as opposed to the second seed or the first seed matters a ton. And so you have to capitalize on this window with Saquon. The reality is you probably only have two or three more years in general. So it's not like we're talking about saving years in 2031 or 2032, which is crazy to say. But regardless, I am not overly concerned with saving his career late, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree to that to an extent. I mean, I'm looking for two or three really solid years. I'd hate to run them in because the running backs can hit the wall.
Well, keep in mind, of those two and three solid years, you've already gotten one.
Right.
So, like, you know,
it's a tricky conundrum, Jeff, because it's very tempting to keep leaning on him. I think the McCaffrey thing should be a cautionary tale. I mean, he didn't even make it out of the starting gate. I mean, did he play a game?
I think he played. I think he did play last year, but then
A game?
I think so. Yeah, I think that was it.
A game.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, give me an answer, my man, for what is crazy.
It's not the fact that we went to the moon. It was the fact that a couple of dudes, three dudes, were in this rocket, and they're like, you know what? When we get there, we're going to get out and walk around and check things out. You have to have some kind of stones to be able to comprehend, like, I think I can do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah,
that's the crazy part to me. Not that we got there, but that we actually got out and walked around.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen, it's wild. I mean, I'll write down astronauts. That's what
I'm
writing
even
down.
Even the technology back then, I mean, like, compared to now, the fact they were going up in that, like a tin
so
can.
I'm writing down astronauts and going to the moon, like the combination.
Yeah, I think he was saying, like, getting out on the moon was his craziest
It's also crazy we don't go to the moon all the time now. Like, you would think as far back as we went for the first time that we'd be up there, like, every other week. Yeah. Like, we almost never go, right?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't gone in like 40
that's
years.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well,
maybe there's no reason.
We discovered there wasn't much more.
Much
there
more to do. Yeah. What's the point? What are we just going to waste money to go hang on the moon? You realize how much money it costs to go to the moon, right?
Yeah, but I think we spend a lot of money on a lot of things.
Sure, we do. But why would we spend it if there's no outcome?
Because it's the moon. I don't know. Go up there and learn more stuff.
There's nothing else to learn.
How do you know?
Well, there's probably more. But
sure, there could be something.
But I think NASA thinks there's more to learn elsewhere.
Like about the atom.
About the atom, yeah.
Or Mars.
By the way, I'll give you something crazy. So I read a great book on going to the moon a couple years back. I think it was when John Glenn went around. It was either him or the Russian Soviet dude, but I think it was John Glenn.
Yuri Gagarin?
Yeah, that guy went around a lot. But Glenn, I think, went around the moon three times. Now, this is before we land on the moon. Goes around the moon three times. I forget how many hours. Like, it wasn't a ton of hours.
Mm-hmm.
He saw, I think it was six sunrises and sunsets in like a small portion of time. Because you just keep going around.
That's got to be crazy to see. Like, just visually, you know, like, to actually,
how about just space? That's got to be pretty crazy to see, too.
Yeah, like, we took it off the board, but space and, like,
time and space. He said it'd be crazy to see six sunrises. I mean, it's crazy to see space from
space.
Yeah,
Indeed it is.
That's why we should go up more.
All right, I'll give you another crazy. For 2 days, everybody in Philadelphia was calling, or most people in Philadelphia, two-thirds of people in Philly were calling for a Brave to be hit. And then a Brave was hit yesterday, and I sense disagreement on whether it was intentional or not. So we ask you this Twitter poll question of the day. Matter of fact, let's go back to the moment in the game yesterday, because Zach Wheeler did get a Brave. Ultimately, we're going to ask you, do you think it was on purpose or not, and was this the retaliation or not? Let's go to, it was a scoreless game, one out and nobody on, when Zach Wheeler drills a little strong, when Zach Wheeler hit. A guy, not Acuna, not a great player at all for the Braves.
They're
not hit one of their guys. Let's listen to when Wheeler hit Nick Allen.
The windup and the 1-1. And a swing and a he was hit by the pitch.
He swung at it.
He swung at it. And Allen got hit on the hand somewhere, but trainer coming out to have a look at Nick Allen. Looks like his right hand, and maybe got on the fingers of that top hand, but it's absolutely a swing.
So here's and it counted as a strike because he did swing here. And by the way, he had to leave the game shortly thereafter. Here's in the 48 prior hours before yesterday's moment there. And when we were doing shows, what I did not count on, like not knowing if one of our guys intentionally hit one of their guys. So we ask you this Twitter poll question of the day, because a lot of people were out for blood. And we'll ask you a Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Do you think Zach Wheeler was retaliating when he hit Nick Allen yesterday? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. It struck me like most people thought he was not. James, do you think he was retaliating?
I don't. Like, if he didn't swing, if he just moves back, it doesn't even hit him. And again, he's the nine hitter. He's their worst player. If Wheeler did do it on purpose, then that would be the lamest retaliation in the history of retaliation.
Did it's knock like, him out, though.
Yeah, but that's not what you do. You know that. You're not going after their nine hitter. You're going after Acuna or Ozuna or Olsen or one of those guys. Like
Ordinarily, for sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. Almost all. I don't ever remember a situation where, unless it was a specific thing a player did in their tie-in against that player.
Sure.
So, and again, the fact that he swung, it was that close to, in his eyes, you know, a strike that he was swinging at it. I just, and in a 0-0 game too, like, maybe I guess, but I would be really surprised if that
were
a purposeful
argument against it. Big argument against it would be, why put the nine-hole hitter on base when the one-hole hitter's coming up? Like, that's strange. There's no question that's an odd one. Now, if you're Zach Wheeler, you're so confident, maybe you feel like, you know, I can do it. And by the way, he did that inning. That wasn't the inning he got in trouble. I think it was the next inning that he got in trouble. I kind of thought it was intentional. And here's why. I go back to something Ben Davis said to us yesterday on the show when he said Wheeler's going to do it and it's going to be sneaky. Like, he's sneaky with how he does it. And so, like, when it happened, and then, like, not many people were, oh, yeah, got him. And I thought, oh, maybe this is what Ben meant when he said he's sneaky. Like, he's sneaky to the point where even Phillies fans don't feel like he got a brave. Now, look, I can't prove it, and I don't know it. This is why we're – this is not a did it happen. This is a do you think it happened? Because we legitimately don't know. But, again, poll question, do you think Wheeler was retaliating when he hit that guy? If you haven't seen the visual, it runs in on his hands. It's one of those pitches moving kind of like from the strike zone toward inside on a right-handed hitter. So the right-handed hitter swings. It happens to hit him in the hands. He happens to leave the game. I mean, Elliot, I did not envision a scenario where a Brave player gets hit, has to leave the game, and people are like, no, that one don't count.
Yeah, so the Ben Davis point's interesting and sways me a little bit. But I would be I am so disappointed they didn't hit a Brave. And if that is the way they did it, that is super disappointing. I just think when we talk about hitting somebody, like retaliating, it's not actually about hitting them with the baseball. It's about sending a message, right? It's about sending the message of, we are doing this intentionally to you because you did it to us. And that was not a message. Like, he hit him, right? Like, he hit him with a baseball. But that's not what we've been talking about for 2 days.
No, but I will say this, for whatever it's worth. I tend to think that if you hit a guy on the hands or the wrist, it can do more damage typically than hitting him somewhere in his body. Like, body.
Right, but I'm saying, like, that's not the point of what we've been talking about.
I mean, this is why it's confusing. I understand. This is why I'm asking. Do you think, Devin, did it happen? Did Zach Wheeler, in your opinion, intentionally hit that guy?
No, I don't.
You feel strong about that?
No, not super strong. Like, honestly, I would say I feel less strong about that than the fact that, like, I still believe that Spencer Strider did not intend to hit Bryce Harper. So I think Zach Wheeler is maybe a little bit more ambiguous. Like, if he had tried to throw it intentionally, Allen messed up by swinging at it.
Well, let me
he probably hurt himself more than it would have hurt him if it was intentional.
Let me ask you this. But, if let's just say Wheeler did it intentionally, is he going against Rob Thompson there? Like, because if you're doing it sneakily, it's almost like he's made that decision. Like, Zach Wheeler has decided, I'm going to do it. Because Thompson said before the game, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. That he wasn't going to read into that at all. Yes,
what's he
going to
say? Yeah, we're going to nail him, you know?
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is the way he did it sneakily makes it sound like a player decision and not a team decision of, we are going to send a message and hit somebody.
No, I don't buy that.
If he did it, that's how I think it happened.
Listen, okay, so we got multi-layers to this conversation. You can weigh in 215-592-9494. We'll start with this one. Do you think Wheeler hit that guy on purpose? Question two, if he did, are you satisfied? Question three, if he didn't hit him on that pitch on purpose, are you dissatisfied?
Well, real quick, question number two to you then, because you do think he hit him on purpose. Yeah. Are you satisfied?
Yeah, because he knocked a Brave out.
Even though it's the nine-hitter, like, even though we're not sure if it was actually, if you're sending a message and no one knows if it's a message or not, you're satisfied?
Well, here's what...
If I wanted it, I wouldn't be satisfied with that.
No,
if
I can understand.
Purpose,
and Ellie, and James, I struggle with that. It's a legit question. And I can't tell you I'm like 10 for 10 satisfied, But here's what I'll say. One thing I like if this was intentional, can't prove it, don't know it, is it's so ambiguous it could set up another one. Like maybe he's still allowed, or one of them's allowed another drilling, you know, in a month or two or three when they next play, because maybe no one thinks this one counts.
I just think, like, if someone came up and hit you, Joe, right? And you were like, well, I got to retaliate. And then that other person is going, well, maybe he hit me, maybe he didn't. Like, does that even retaliation? Like, what are you going up to the guy and pushing him slightly? And it's like, well, maybe that's...
All reasonable questions. I am not judge and jury on this one. I am simply giving you my opinion. I am opining. And my guess, based on Ben Davis's sneaky thing, is that it was intentional, but...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.